someone like you. Yes, I pray that you do love me too. Good morning, Tufts students, staff, faculty, anybody in the Tufts community listening. You are tuning into the wonderful Goodwill Hunting, this bright, sunny 4:06 in the morning right here. Today's an exciting day, actually. We have the return of Hunter, who's not here right now, but he is arriving shortly. He just woke up from a little bit of a nap earlier. Something that I can say, well, I did take a little bit of a nap earlier, but he will certainly be more rested than I. So we'll look for the witty quips from his end of the microphone land here. Anyway, that was the wonderful Casey and JoJo, All My Life. Just a wonderful classic slow jam to start off our night, or start off our morning with, this fine Saturday morning. Next up, I've got another classic Alicia Keys for you.
Some people live just for the fame. Some people live for the power, yeah. Some people live just to play the game. Some people think that the physical things define what's within. The superficial. Some people want it all, but I don't want nothing at all. If it ain't you, baby, if I ain't got it, you, baby. Some people want diamond rings, some just want everything, but everything means nothing if I ain't got you. Yeah. Some people search for a fountain, the promise is forever young, you know. Some people need 3 dozen roses, and that's the only way to prove you love them. Hand me the world on a silver. Nothing in this whole world don't mean a thing if I ain't got your.
So welcome back. Another great one by the uber talented Alicia Keys, if I ain't got you. So this is a very, very special radio show, not only in the fact that we have the return of the other half, my soulmate, Hunter Silvestri, coming back, but I also have some listeners live tuning in all the way from the Midwest, way back up in Madison, Wisconsin. So you guys know who you are. Thanks for staying up late with me. I really appreciate it. Love you guys. The next one we've got going on is a little bit of the Queen Bee. You know, she graced us with her like song and dance, both in the Super Bowl halftime show. This one is way back when she was back in the kind of all-girls group, Destiny's Child. This one, Say My Name.
Dr. Na-na.
Say my name, no one is around you. Say, baby, I love you, you ain't running game. Say my name, you acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby, why the sudden change? Say my name, if no one is around you. Say, baby, I love you, if you ain't running game. Say my name, you acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby, better say my name. Your day, but today it ain't the same. Every other word is a huh, yeah, okay. Could it be that you are at the crib with another lady? If you took it there, first of all, let me say, I am not the one to sit around and be played. So prove yourself to me. If I'm the girl that you claim, why don't you say the things that you said to me yesterday? I know you said that I was doing things. Something's going down, that's the way it seems.
Thank you. up and left me. We were close friends, also lovers. Did everything for one another. Now you're gone and I'm lost without you here now. But I know I gotta live and make it somehow. Still mine, I wanna cry sometime. Now I'm sitting here thinking about you and the days we used to share. It's driving me crazy. I don't know what to do. I'm just wondering if you still care. I don't wanna let you know that it's killing me. I know you got another life, you gotta concentrate, baby.
Come back to me. Can you feel me calling? Hear me calling for you.
Cause it's
been too long. I'm lost without you. Where am I going?
Yeah.
Said I've been needing
you. Won't take you, baby. I'm
saying yeah. Who's been with you? Is it your heart still mine?
No. What am I gonna do? I've been needing you, wanting you.
Wondering if you're the same and who's been with you.
Is it your heart still mine?
I wanna cross
the time. Tell me what I'm gonna do.
Wondering if you're the same and who's been with you.
Is it your heart still mine? Yeah, yeah.
All right, so late night Tufts listeners, welcome back, Mr. Hunter Silvestri. How have you been?
Well, hello. It has been a while. I actually have not been back to the old Goodwill Hunting show since last semester. It has just been Goodwill since then, which, as everyone knows, is solely a fine place to purchase your great discount clothing, and not at all a wonderful movie with Robin Williams. So,
right,
not nearly
exactly.
As good. Yeah, but it's great to be back. I feel peppy here at 4:20 and 35 seconds in the morning, and it's good to be back. Glad to be here with my resilient old friend Will Keneally.
Well, we are so glad to have you back. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Oh.
The last few weeks, though, has been, so you know how, like, oh dear, trying to do all my segues.
Oh, yeah.
Whatnot. Oh, they've just been so awful. So, like, tonight, basically, I gave up.
Uh-huh.
Like, knowing that you're going to be here, I'm like, yeah.
I mean,
just not.
To be fair, all of your segues were always terrible, but at least you had me to, like draw attention to the fact that they were terrible so that, like, you know, everybody was on the same page about how bad they were.
Yes, you validated my uh-huh. terrible segues.
Yeah, that's all I want to be, really.
basically.
Just that validation.
Anyway, so, speaking of segues, do you remember the old children's show, Avatar The Last Airbender?
Avatar The Last Airbender is not just a children's show, it is a lifestyle, and I'm a huge fan to this day.
Right? Did you see the movie, though, with live actors?
God bless the fact that I never saw that movie.
Okay.
M. Night Shyamalan, I understand, ruined one of the greatest parts of my childhood and adulthood.
Yeah, it was... It was
a mess.
It was bad. But anyway, so you know how, like, Aang, like, mm-hmm. the character, you know, he has to master, like, all the elements.
All four elements,
so
yeah.
So he has, you know, like, water, but then he has earth, wind, and fire that he has to master, too.
Okay.
Speaking of that,
wow!
I have an Earth, Wind, and Fire song.
Oh man, what a creative transition!
See, this is what the listeners are like that, left with.
Yeah,
without
that's
you.
This is what they were missing.
Anyway, this is After the Love Is Gone.
Deep inside we knew our love was true for a while. We paid no mind to the past. We knew love would last every night. Something right would invite us to begin the day. Something happened along the way. What used to be happy was sad.
So that was After the Love Is Gone. When it hits back to that section where it like speeds up and goes into the, I don't know, like Four to the Floor kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I always wonder what song they're going into. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's off of an album. And really? Then it like segues into the next song or like whatever.
Wild.
It's cool. I kind of want to, I mean, I'll have to look into that someday and see like, yeah, what that goes into. Earth, Wind, and Fire, though, you always steal my heart with those mad horns.
I love a good horn. Yeah, yeah. Me and Will here at the late night radio show, we just love a good horn.
Truth to that. Yep. So, shout out to all our amazing listeners right now. I'm just refreshing the page. Last time I checked, we had a whole 12, and we still do.
Oh my god, that's an entire dozen.
A whole 12. So this
if all of them were eggs, we could sell them in one bulk.
Or like a half dozen, you know.
Well, yeah, we could sell them in two bulks, honestly.
Actually.
Yeah, and then you mark it up because it's a smaller quantity, and that's just how economics works, so.
I mean, you took Act 5.
I did take Intro to Economics, listeners, so I can assure you that to me, you are all eggs.
But I promise we enjoy your listenership more than what would be worth selling you on the black listener market.
Yeah, I mean, eggs are worth like what? Like 10 cents a piece? No, not worth. You're worth more to us as lovely, lovely listeners. Listeners, I want you to know that deep from the old hunter heart.
We love you. Anyway, so to all of our 12 listeners out there, you know, if you want to, you know, hear something special when mm-hmm. you're, you know, waking up or winding down at this kind of awkward time
this
of
this middle hour, yeah.
Night, yeah. Just let us know at 617-627-3800. That number again, 617-627-3800.
Yeah, you just call us. Yeah, if you want to go on the air, that's chill too. We can put you right on. It's a good system. You can just come on and be like, hey, play this song, and we'll be like, you know what, you're the boss, and we'll do it.
Yeah, I mean, because that's what it is. We don't listen to like the higher ups at WMFL. We listen to
we listen directly to you. We are the grassroots Goodwill Hunting campaign. And we're here to listen to the proletariat. That's you, folks.
Speaking of grassroots campaigns, you read my mind here.
All right, well,
this is the epic segue.
I'm not happy with the upcoming segue, but I'll let you do it.
So we're gonna speed this up real quick. But mm-hmm. so speaking towards grassroots campaigns, you know, yeah. So you have your Republicans, mm-hmm. you have your Democrats,
yeah.
and then you have, you know, your undecideds, okay. or your independents. This is Neo, Miss Independent.
All right.
She 'bout to pay you more.
I promise that is like one of the few times you'll hear me sing at the tail end of that. Thank you for bearing with me, listeners. Speaking of, we just got a song request in from a couple of folks back in Madtown, Wisconsin.
Yeah, just a couple of miscellaneous listeners with no direct affiliation with either of us that just decided to call in, you know? Right?
Yeah, they're my parents.
I mean, I didn't...
And I love them.
Oh, sure. No, that's great. And, you know, you don't have to be a parent to call in, so anybody else out there?
Yeah, I've heard most of the listenership, when it gets to like this kind of hour of night or whatever, is...
Definitely direct affiliations, mostly.
That, and it's a lot of old DJs who like used to work here.
Oh, nice.
So they're now like, you know, off in their own thing. Maybe late up at night, can't sleep, and just want to check in on the old station.
That's great.
So if this is your thing, if you had this time slot, in fact...
That would be magical.
That'd be so fun.
It's a great time slot.
Yeah, just go ahead, call us in, let us know.
Yeah, and big old thank you to the wonderful Keneally family for calling in and requesting a song. We'll get right to it.
Yeah. Take care. Get some good Denny's. This one, this is for you guys. This is the Commodores, Sail On.
All right.
Sail on. Happy, and you gave me nothing.
All right. And as per listeners' request, Sail On right there.
Great song. I enjoyed it. I haven't heard it before.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Really? Thank you, guys. Sorry also for the couple of skips there. Tough's Wi-Fi.
Cuts in and out. You never know.
We have long-standing issues with Tough's Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Can't win them all.
Anyway.
What is this?
This is something fun. You might recognize this in a second. So this is in celebration for, I guess today, according to my parents, is National like Cherry Pie Day or something.
Really?
Like that.
That sounds made up, but I'll take it.
I guess any day is a good day.
Any day is a good day to celebrate a cherry pie.
Get cherry pie.
You know, that's my motto.
Especially today. So everybody who's listening,
make sure you go grab a cherry pie.
Perkins or something, IHOP, whatever they have out in the East Coast here. Get some good cherry pie.
Great. All right. I'm going to have to ask you to turn down the cherry pie because we need to turn it serious. It's our once an hour, every hour PSA time. And I've got a great PSA here for all you folks out there. If you're interested in science and engineering lectures in the Boston area, there's one great website to keep you up to date, and that's bostonsciencelectures.com. So each week, journalist and author Fred Hapgood monitors more than 420 different organizations in the Boston area to keep you informed about interesting scientific, engineering, and other nerdly events. Most of them cost nothing to attend. Some even give away free food as a part of the event. And, you know, that is an absolute catch right there. You know, that's how they get you the free food, the science, everything you need. So check out bostonsciencelectures.com. This public service message has been sponsored by your lecture-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
All right. Indeed, indeed. Is my mic on? Yeah.
Sure is.
Yeah. Anyway, so now would be the time. I'm going to have to work a second to find your song.
Okay.
Real quick. The Bandcamp thing was being weird. So before we get to the wonderful musical musings of Hunter Silvestri.
Yep. My one song a day will be coming up, but before then.
Yeah. So back to the Commodores that we just played. It's fun because I don't have that song kind of pre-downloaded, so we had to DJ that a little bit off YouTube.
Yeah.
So we got to watch this incredible video of a very young, very full, thick-haired Lionel Richie.
Ooh.
Playing, or singing, rather. So in that vein, we can do a little bit of throwback to some nice Al Green.
Al Green, not bad.
People Get Ready.
I'm ready.
There's a train coming. You don't need no ticket. You can just step on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesel humming. You don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord.
Oh, how about a round of applause for Linda Jones, ladies and gentlemen, on Papa. As a train coming, don't need no bag, don't need no ticket. All you got to do is thank the Lord.
Oh, what y'all talking about?
What?
Wanda Nia. Wanda, what you saying, honey? Sing.
We all got to get ready.
Come on now.
For that train to Jordan. We don't need no tickets. We can just step on board. All we need is faith to hear that diesel coming. We don't need no bags, y'all. We can just thank the Lord.
Watch and me, old Bobo. Give us a round of applause, Wanda. All we got to do. All we got to do, all we got to do. Wait a minute. I got to get over here some kind of way, huh? No. Mr. Ellis says no. Who? No, we've got to do. All right. People get ready. People get ready.
People get ready.
People get ready.
People get ready.
Right, so that was Mr. Al Green, the Reverend. People get ready. That is one of my like favorite kind of old school R&B songs.
Yeah,
but,
it's great.
Also, one of my favorite artists too. And so I was looking this up. I got this offline. It's a live kind of cover or whatnot. And so I was watching the video for it. And so where he says, like, I need just a little bit more chord or whatever. I was watching the video. I think he's at like a wedding. So someone booked Al Green for their wedding.
Yeah.
And they're like at the reception or like what have you. And he's just trying to dance and sing in the middle of like the wedding party. He just seems like one of those people who's a generally, genuinely good guy too.
Great.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right.
So this is Hunter's pick.
All right, yeah, we're entering that special time of the night when Hunter Silvestri picks a single song, steals away Will Keneally's excellent R&B vibes and puts on something irrelevant to the genre that he's feeling today. And so on this day, what I am feeling is a song called Who Do You Think I Am by a man named Steve Nelson. Now, Steve Nelson is a reasonably obscure artist. And when I say reasonably obscure, I'm not sure that more than 500 people know his name in the world. I found him because he sent one of his albums to our radio station, and I listened to it. And the first time I heard it, I hated it. And this is the first track on the album. First time I heard it, I hated it. But I have heard it a number of times since, and every time I hear it, I love it a little bit more. This is a man that I'm quite certain is a bit of a jerk deep down, but on some level, his music is just so honest and raw that it just connects with me. So I hope you can look past or perhaps embrace the jerkiness of Steve Nelson and appreciate the song that I've got for you today, Who Do You Think I Am?
Myself or feel that I'm a good person. Validation never meant that much to me. You can waste your time if you must sit around and judge me. I'm never gonna change, though I may not always be the same. I will be me always. The context of which interactions bring me to you. You must know that if I don't enjoy my time here, I will jump out the window and fly towards dispositions more agreeable. And I think everybody on this earth has the same outlook as me, unless we're speaking of saints. If you believe it is me who must please you, then you will forever be sad because I don't care that much about you. And if you're counting on me to make you happy, you obviously don't care that much about yourself.
Thank you, Hunter. That was amazing, actually.
Yeah, it's an interesting song. I don't agree with it entirely, but boy, can I jam out to it.
I feel that for sure. So the reason that we kind of brought this up, too, was we were hanging out earlier tonight,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah.
And Hunter had the song stuck in his head, and he explained it to me that it was actually the song.
Uh-huh.
So hence the plan, the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take a moment to, of course, play a song that was kind of stuck in my head.
Okay.
This one goes back to...
well done segue, by the way.
Thank you, thank you. this one is kind of from like another kind of little known artist or less well known artist.
Mm-hmm.
Although this drives me nuts. So
okay.
When we play songs on the radio, you know, you have like the royalty issues and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
You have to log whatever you play.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're listening to the app or online, I believe you can see a playlist
yeah.
that I make live on air. And so this next song that I'm actually going to go ahead and add, boom, okay, it should be up there, is by an artist I know personally, but has actually been played before on this radio show. I have no earthly idea who possibly would know him besides me.
That's strange.
He's like a little guy from Madison, Wisconsin.
From
went
Wisco.
Down to
yeah.
Nashville, Tennessee. Tried to make it big. I think he's ended up in Chicago, Illinois at this point.
Wow. All over.
to put this in perspective, he just recently started working with this other artist named Althea Grace, and they already have a collaboration with him and her both as like a playable option already on here.
Wow.
Blows my mind.
It was so weird.
Okay, so long way to cycle back to the story here. This one is by my good friend... my good friends, actually. This is Gabe Berdoulis, a little bit of Sydney Prawl and Jack Smith.
All right.
This is called Bullseye Heart.
Excited to hear it. Let's go.
Yeah. That was the epic, the amazing. Stop, player. That was the amazing Bullseye Heart, and then a little bit of I Want You at the beginning there. That one, that's a fun one. I've actually gotten the chance to play on that.
What a jam.
All right, real quick, to play us out, J. Cole or Alicia Keys and Maxwell? I'm just going to play J. Cole. Sorry.
I vote, personally, I vote J. Cole.
Yeah, because he's cool. So yeah, we've got less than a minute left. Anything else you want to say for the people?
I just want to say I hope y'all have a great night, and hope you enjoy Tunes Into Infinity. We'll see you next week.
And beyond. Thank you guys so much.
This has been WMFO, Tufts University in Medford.
Yes.
My name is Hunter.
My name is Will.
This has been Goodwill Hunting.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much. See you next week.
Good night.